Paul, if you could put your finger on one or two reasons why your team has now clinched a playoff spot, what would you say?
Good players, good leadership. You know, we've got young players that can come in and give you a game like Kyle gives you tonight, and then we've got a captain and Mark Scheifele and Dustin Byfuglien as well that know how to handle a bench when it's 3-1 or 2-0. They've a real nice defined game, and there's lots of confidence there. But at the end of the day, the guys on the bench have had a pretty good game going for a while.
If you should run into that team in the playoffs, will it look a lot like tonight?
I think they're number one for goals against, and we used to be number four, I think, going into this one. And what's that? 42 goals? It's a big number, right? It'd be exciting anyway, won't it? I mean, it's 42 goals, and there might have been another 20 left off posts and empty nets and lots of intensity, lots of physicality. I think we've kind of built to both teams are trying to play the exact same style of game. We have different personnel, but they want to be on the puck and they want to make plays and they want to skate. So it would be great if we were both so fortunate to get there.
What area of your game has, team game has grown the most from last season, Paul?
I don't, you know what? It's a good question, Kim, but I don't want to answer it because the idea was to be incrementally better at everything, and I think that's the key. There wouldn't be a piece to our game that's not as good as is not better than it was last year, right? We're goaltending, our team defensive play, our special teams for sure. We finished seventh in goal scoring last year. We're going to finish ahead of that this year. So all parts of our game have gotten better.
You talked about keeping the right headspace on the bench when you're down two goals. I mean, how does the team get to that point?
They have a really clear understanding of what they need to do to be good. I think an identity. If they understand their identity, what makes them good, you're not going to control all parts of the game. I didn't think that we came out flat. Our first shift we're rolling, then we take four penalties, and that's exactly what it's going to look like. We go back to skating in the second period, which is maybe the A part of our game. We skate, we move, we create some havoc, and then played one of our best periods then of the year. I understand what their game is.
I know you guys like to not get too high, too low, keep an even keel. A win is just a win, but did that one feel like more?
Sure, I'll give you that one. That was good, right? You got that. Yeah, I mean, I also want to live in the moment. You know, even keel is fine as long as your heart rate's at, 170. Right, we'd like to stay there. It's not sleeping through the games and nobody gets too excited. You should be excited. And I think we relaxed in the second period, got back to enjoying the game, the way that game was played. It was a fun environment, good crowd. There's lots going on the ice. Lots of, great plays, profanity, all of it. It was all there. So it was a fun game to be a part of.
After the first period when 5-on-5 was reasonably okay, but yep, there was penalty trouble, do you have to say anything in that intermission, or does everybody already kind of look at that penalty count and know?
I think we came out and were maybe mentally over-aggressive with what we were trying to do, right? Two high-hit penalties, that's usually a sign that you're – and they're not hooks and holds. We got a couple of big cross-checks up, and that's you're too wired up. You're looking for that part of the game too much. We've talked about that very, very briefly. It wasn't the important piece. The important piece is that we skate when we play, and that's where we need to get back to, and we skated very well.
Is that a sort of lesson that sort of takes experiencing to deal with? I imagine playoffs are going to be very emotional for a lot of guys too.
Yeah, we'll point to that as a way to handle those kind of games, the physicality of those games. We can't be lead out of the bench. We got to go with speed and then enjoy the scrums. Right? It's not all bad. You can't expect a call coming out of those scrums or it to be even. Doesn't matter. There's going to be so many of them that you hope to break even at the end.
And speaking of those scrums, an enjoyable moment just from above was Myers sort of sorting out PK's attempt to bait Scheifele into a fight. What did you think of that moment?
It was very big. It's a big moment.
And then last one for me, is there more patience in your overtime game in the last few?
For sure, right? We fed very few things, if anything, into the middle in our last three overtime games. We just waited speed. Kyle's growth in his game makes him such a threat, that kind of speed. We can put a lot of speed on the ice at the same time.
What did Joe Morrow do to earn a little bump in ice time tonight?
This would be something that we had talked about for a while as we've gotten to know him. His last two games were outstanding. He has played very well. He moves the puck. In physical heavy games, his game seems to have grown. And he's as close to Toby Enstrom without having to put Josh Morrissey there, who can play the Toby Enstrom's game. Joe's as close to Toby Enstrom as we have, so Buff's playing a game he understands, right? That chemistry between pairs does matter. So he moves the puck well, takes the pass, sent them across the blue line with some risk, but sharp and on the tape. And then it also gets Benny on his natural side with Tucker, and we feel that we've got a better pairing, almost a better fit between those two as well. So what we needed was for Joe to come in and play the way he's played. He's been fantastic for us. And now we have some real comfort. I mean, he can shoot the puck a ton. We saw it tonight. He can pass it. He move it. He skates well. And if it's just Dustin at times, they'll take all his ice away up top, and he won't be able to move. So we really like the way that